What is good? Producer Philly, help. There you go. Oh, my goodness. First, I was on screen for like 5 seconds, and then the music starts. It's a whole thing. It's One More Sleep 24 hours before an LAFC match. It's your favorite pregame show here from Defenders of the Bank. You know my voice. It's the Scarf, J.R. Liebert, and sitting, I don't know where he is on your screen. He's somewhere. It's one Christian Philly Philemon.
I swear, I try to be as flawless as possible. I just suck at multitasking. So when I know I have to say things and do things, it gives me an awful amount of stress. I just like to say things, and I don't like to do anything else. Consider me the Tyrion Lannister of sports. I just drink and know things. Don't ask me to do anything else.
Just put it on the teleprompter, and he will read it. The Ron Burgundy of Defenders of the Bank himself. One Christian Philly Philemon live from world-famous Philemonster Studios. Sir, we got
you?
Sporting Kansas City in the house coming to BMO. And look, we'll talk about this in one of my keys to the match, but this is not somebody that LAFC likes to see coming into BMO Stadium.
No, they're there for a variety of reasons. I mean, if we look at it from a historical aspect, going back to 2018, nobody beat us on our grounds until Sporting Kansas City came through late in the season in 2018. And the irony of that is that one of the goal scorers in that game that helped propel SKC over LAFC was one Ilya Sanchez. It goes that far back. But Sporting Kansas City is always one of those teams that's given us a bit of grief. We're going to be meeting them for the 13th time. It's a series that's 6-4-1 in favor of us, but it's never been an easy game against this team. They're coached extremely well by Peter Vermes, one of the best coaches this league has had to offer, and they always have talented players.
And let's be very, very real. Peter Vermes was 1 foot out the door and the other off the ground last season. I believe they went their first 10, maybe even 12 matches without winning a game last season. And yet still, Peter Vermes turned the ship around in Overland Park, Kansas, and they found a way to get into the playoffs, and they tried to do some damage. Look, it wasn't a great season by Sporting Kansas City standards, but at the same time, when you start out as poorly as they did, and again, Peter Vermes was ready, out the door, to be able to claw back and make the playoffs says an awful lot about the makeup of these guys. By the way, a lot of guys who we've seen year over year over year over year, not many big splashy signings in the offseason. It is still Sporting Kansas City at the end of the day. They don't spend a ton of money. They don't go for the big splashy signings, but they have certainly hit on a few guys. We're obviously going to talk about some of them when we talk about our players to watch, but this is one of those days that wound up in Scarf's this day in LAFC history. So, I mean, I love it. Genuine Cougar, every single match does, but you're absolutely right. Philly, let's just take the lid off of what everybody's talking about in the chat. I've got it as my secondary banner there, Bawonga Ordaz 2028. The move of the day. I got you.
Are you running for public office? Hell, I'd rather vote for them than any of the knuckleheads that we have running for public
office. That's why I put it there. Absolutely. The move of the day. The reason why they moved media day this week from Thursday to Friday, Philly, is it's going to be at least three more full seasons, of Denis Bawonga signing through 2027 with an option for 2028, the golden boot is secure in Los Angeles.
It is. And I mean, he got linked to clubs in Liga 1. There was that desire that he expressed to go back to Europe. But I mean, ultimately, when these kinds of things happen, you want to get rewarded, you know? And then when you start to force the hand that feeds you a little bit, it makes the hand operate. When it all boiled down to it, Denny won the golden boot. Should he have not asked for more money? How often does a player win a golden boot throughout the course of a career? Not very often, and once, if ever at all. The season he had last year was tremendous. One of the top goal scorers over the course of a calendar year, any way you look at it, all across the world. For him to be what, top 28 or 9 or whatever number that was in terms of highest paid players in Major League Soccer, something had to be done about it. So while there was that talk, you know, these could be things negotiated in a tactical manner. It's, you know, you force it, and he got paid, and we have him for a little while, like you said, through 2027 with an option for 2028. We're going to get the best of Denny Bawanga. And I feel like we've seen that in his last two games. He hasn't scored, but he's hit the post an awful lot of times.
Yeah, I was reading somewhere that over the course of our, first six seasons in the league, and I don't even know that it included a couple of matches, but hold on, I really want to find this. So yeah, here we go. Over the last six seasons, by the way, LAFC has hit the post 91 times, a league high.
Where did you find that stat?
That's in the media notes, in LAFC's media notes. Shout out to Seth and everybody on the media team who put that together. 91 posts hit over the first six seasons. And so that doesn't even include the, three or four that we've found already. And I do want to mention something. Look, the agent for Denny got out there and said, yeah, my client needs a new contract, needs to get paid. He's doing his job. Denny Bawanga getting out there saying what he's saying and trying to do all the right things. He's doing his job. And yet behind the scenes, you guys, I have said it over and over again, the chess master himself just gradually moving pieces, doing everything behind closed doors. John Thorrington made it happen. And yes, we all agreed, right, that Denny needed to get paid. Denny should be one of the three or four or five highest paid players in this league. He is without a doubt the single best goal scorer in MLS going right now. And look, other than Lucho Acosta, Denny Bawanga's walking away with the MVP last year as well. So shout out to Denny Bawanga for continuing to be with the black and gold through 2027 with an option for 2028. That's the big news. Now we can announce the Carlos Vela signing, right, Philly?
That's what I was going to get into. Now that this has been signed, sealed, and delivered, that should open up the doors for a lot of other signings, including that of Carlos Vela. There was all these rumors about him being linked to San Jose, and I didn't think much of it until Tom Bogert tweeted it. When Tom does it, that generally means that it's a done deal. But if you think about it from a logistical perspective, would he really make that commute? He's not moving his family to San Jose. That's not happening. There's just no freaking way Soya's going to want to pick up the kids and move to San Jose. They like LA. So it's good to see that that's off the table somewhat. But until we see this signed, sealed, and delivered, I'm going to be skeptical. But I hang on to the words of Aaron Long that Carlos Vela's gear is still in his locker at the Performance Center. Until I hear that that sucker is empty, there is that hope. So look out for a potential targeted allocation money signing or some other kind of contractual thing. But this is going to open the doors for other contacts and other contracts to happen.
Shout out to Bam and LAFC Australia in the chat, by the way. I love you. Dudley Boys, really? Best tag team?
Scarf! Get the table! I love that.
All right. So, Philly, we got a game against Sporting Kansas City. Let's get right into it. Why not? LAFC coming off a win and a loss. The win was incredible over a very, very good team. The loss was an absolute joke. Because I don't think the game should have even been played. But once you play it, by the way, you got to figure out how to win it because both teams are playing in the same snow. So, look, I'm done with all the excuses. We've talked about this enough.
I hate
Philly,
excuses.
Shall we get into our players to watch for the Sporting Kansas City match?
This is the part where I really sweat profusely because I feel like I'm going to mess this up. So let me just take a deep breath.
I dragged it out. I did what I could. Here goes Philly producing things, guys. Good luck.
Wish me luck, kid.
Yeah, what's up, Isis? No. Focus. Nope. Multitask with Hello Kitty. That's the last thing we need.
Step one.
Hey!
All right.
Players to watch. We are still giving Flex some free advertising, by the way. This is fun.
Yeah, we got to fix that. And Flex, Jacob and Ronnie.
Yeah.
Pick up that phone. DM us back on IG. You sponsor everything else in this freaking town. You've got all the teams. Sponsor us.
What accent was that? Jacob and Ronnie. What was that? Where did you go just now?
It kind of went by the way of the jingle. For sponsorship, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Can you show them my players to watch, please?
All right, here's the next scary part.
Hit the one button.
No, Hello Kitty, you're doing it. You're doing it.
Oh, God.
One moment, please.
Oh, this is already off the rails. Hey! All right. Sporting Kansas City, by the way, everybody out there, It's pronounced Shallowy. There's supposed to be a little accent on the top of the I, but I don't know how to do it, so it's fine. It's Daniel Shallowy, the kid from Hungary, who is obviously the fourth ever homegrown signing in Sporting Kansas City's history, based in Overland Park, Kansas. It's because he emigrated from Hungary and went to high school in Kansas, like down the street from Sporting KC. So they had this kid in their backyard. Daniel Shallowy is quite possibly one of the most underrated playmakers in all of Major League Soccer. This guy is as good as it gets. He is a scary good forward who is just as capable, by the way, of setting up many of his teammates as he is scoring himself. 45 goals in his career. He's been with Sporting since 2017. 32 assists in his career. 2021, 16 goals and 8 assists. He has not been able to reach those marks even in combined numbers with goals over the last couple of seasons. But Daniel Shallowy, again, is one of those players who it wouldn't surprise me, Philly, if he ends the game with an assist or a goal or even a yellow card, because he picks up a bunch of those too. But this is a guy who we have to make sure that we watch out for. And for LAFC, I had him as my player to watch when he didn't play a match, but now he's for sure playing in this match. Do we have him? There he is. David Martinez, this young kid, look, guy had to make his debut shoveling snow for the club just to get out onto the pitch for the last 20 minutes or so.
Sounds like my last day in New York.
Just wait, everybody. Just wait. I cannot wait to see David Martinez actually be able to run in an LAFC uniform. He'll be at BMO. He'll be making his home debut for sure. I don't know that he's going to start, but I can tell you that he is for sure going to play impactful minutes. And this kid is going to be so much fun to watch, you guys. David Martinez, mark it down, at least double-digit goals this season.
I like that. And I will agree. No snow tomorrow.
Punk. No snow tomorrow. That is true.
Now, Genuine Cougar brings up the name Ilie. I thought about utilizing him as my LAFC player to watch because of the history he has, but I'll get into that in a second. Let's just make sure the space bar works here. Okay, it changed screen. Off to a good start. My player to watch. Aha! Thank God it worked. Eric Tommy is the player that I like to watch. And ever since he made his debut for Sporting Kansas City on July 23rd of 2022, by the way, in a 0-2 loss to LAFC, he's impressed me. He was very impressive in that game. And a lot of the matches that he's played in, fantastic player. Kid's versatile, does predominantly a midfielder, but he could operate on the wing as well. He's somebody who's always come out aggressively against LAFC. And his season so far, he's off to a really good start. He's not a guy that's going to score a lot of goals for you. I think his career high going into this season is about 5 goals. But over the first 2 matches that Sporting Kansas City has played in, both draws, by the way, he's featured. He's been involved. His passing rate's very good. He is foul prone, I will tell you that much. But he's a guy that I like to watch, who's exciting, fast on the ball, decisive. He's got that German efficiency to him coming to us. He's played in the Bundesliga at Fortuna, Zweite Bundesliga, Kaiserslautern. So he's a kid that I really was impressed with when he made his debut against LAFC, good God, about 2 years ago. How the heck does time fly as quickly as it does? As far as my LAFC player to watch, I love the low-hanging fruit, but the reason why I'm going with this is because of the news that we spoke about earlier. Denny Bawanga signed that contract extension through 2027 with the option for 2028. Well, now that he got paid, now that he's happy about that, let the floodgates open and let him flood in more goals after goals after goals. Now, it's not to say that he wasn't being aggressive these first 2 games. He just kept banging it off the post, man. That game against Seattle, post, post, post. He did it again in RSL despite the fact that there was snow, snow, snow. Contract extension is going to make Denny feel very comfortable, and he's going to make Sporting Kansas City pay.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Denny Bawanga in full regalia out there with the contract. And look, if there's something that he is great at doing for us in seasons past, it's getting these matches off to a quick start and getting us a goal very, very quickly, which I think is going to happen again tomorrow as well. Philly, keys to the match. Where did Philly? Oh, man. This Philly multitasking, you guys. He didn't even put his headphones on. I don't even know if he knows I was talking
about
him.
So I just wanted to acknowledge Jason Armato, a.k.a. Yep. The Punk.
Yeah,
you're watching SmackDown, and you acknowledge us. I acknowledge you. Defenders, acknowledge me. Sorry, I love that. I can't wait for WrestleMania. I'm just going to wear this sucker on my
arm. You guys know what it's like to do one more sleep with Philly right now, who is like a – it's like ADD squirrel. Right now in Fellow Monster Studios. It's pretty solid. I like
it. No, it's dude, I don't even know how I get through the day.
I wonder the same as well, my friend. All right, Scarf's keys to the match. Number one, defend the long ball. Why do I say defend the long ball? Well, number one, I still have all those visions of Carson Galaxy, Zlatan Ibrahimovic for the first couple of seasons that they had him ball over the top of LAFC 1v1 or 1v2 or even 1v3 from times to time. And that absolutely killed us during the course of our first two seasons. Well, who leads MLS with 69 giggity successful long balls this season and leading the league in long ball completion? They're not just throwing them. They're completing the passes. It's Montana to Rice. It's absolutely unbelievable the way that Sporting Kansas City, I guess I should have said Mahomes to, I don't know, not Kelsey because he doesn't do the long ball. Maybe Tyreek Hill from a couple, I don't know. Anyways, Sporting Kansas City, trying to keep the Kansas City theme. The long ball is going to be a problem for LAFC if we let defenders get behind us. I'm looking at you, Omar Campos. Oh, boy, that was a scary proposition with Andres Gomez last week. We are talking about some trouble on the back line if we can't defend the long ball. Of course, they have Alan Pulido. Of course, they have Johnny Russell. And Daniel Shalloway will be at the tip of that attack as well. Three guys that we must make sure we contain, especially with that long ball over the top. So defend the long ball. My next is we got to make sure we defend the bank. Yes, I know it's still BMO, but Sporting Kansas City absolutely doesn't care. They are the only team in Major League Soccer to have multiple regular season road wins against us. That's right. The only team in Major League Soccer. They've done it twice. They beat us 2-0. They beat us 4-1. These aren't eked out wins at the last minute where they're getting a goal in stoppage time or they're holding on for a one goal win. No. They've beaten us pretty badly when we've lost to them at home. So we must treat this like the fortress that it has been. We must remember to show Sporting Kansas City the door and get them on their way back to Overland Park, Kansas, with a loss, the only team to beat us twice in the regular season, Sporting Kansas City at home at BMO Stadium.
Seeing this slide makes me think, I don't know if I updated my keys to the game from the last game. Going on in my life, defenders. There's calling basketball for two different teams, calling baseball, calling indoor soccer. My brain is scrambled, even more so than it normally is. And I haven't even had anything to drink today. Let's see if I...
Six slides.
Boo-boo.
For sure, nope, did not update them from
dang
from
it. Last. All right. Well, all right, screw it. I'm going to have to improvise. What we do know Peter Vermees is going to do is he's very much like Bob Bradley in the sense that he sticks with one formation and he's going to come hell or high water. He's coming at you with that 4-3-3 where he has his wingers wide. To me, you have to defend the midfield. Our midfield is going to need to come up strong against the likes of Sporting Kansas City. We know they're going to try to build. You talked about the long ball, you know, defend that. But if they obviously defend that really well, what's the next step? It's to go through the middle. So if there's ever a player that can be useful against a Peter Vermees tactical approach is that of Ilya Sanchez. Having played for the man for a long time, having celebrated a great deal of success, Ilya understands that. So to me, I think controlling the midfield is going to be the key to this game, because if they're going to come at you attacking, well, we're obviously going to have to make sure that we withhold that blitz that they're going to barrage us with. And then from there, obviously go out and catch them on the counter. So that is my impromptu made up key to the game. Do you boo boo and create your own legacy is great. I mean, I could kind of leave that as a blanket key to the game from here on out, but I'll make sure to change it next time.
All right. Well, hopefully you change the score predictions. Cause I said 2-2, Then the next game, I said 2-1. Well, you know what? For some reason, I'm getting even more bullish. Let's go. I've got 2-0. And I think this is going to be a bounce back game for LAFC. I think we've had a week to lick our wounds, to be pissed off, to maybe thaw and wring out our clothes a little bit from that trip to Sandy, Utah. And I think knowing the pride that Steve Cherundolo has in our backline and in our defense, being a captain for years over in the Bundesliga on the back line, I think this is going to be a bounce back game for our defense. Omar Campos has likely watched the footage from last week's match over and over and over again. But all you got to do is throw that game away. I think one of those goals was Omar Campos slipping in the snow. I don't know how to account for the other two goals, but either way, what we saw was a player very uncomfortable playing in that type of weather. What we saw opening match against Seattle Sounders was a player who was more than comfortable playing at BMO Stadium. In my opinion, it was the most eye-opening performance of our opening match. So Omar Campos is going to be back with a vengeance. And what we are going to see on the front line is Denis Bawanga. And I am predicting not one, but two for Denis Bawanga to get himself back into the 2024 Golden Boot race, just like he took home in 2023. I can't wait to see LAFC circle the wagons and bounce back against Sporting 2-0 LAFC.
Oh, did I freeze up on you, Scarf?
You have the Angel City Chicks logo on your screen right now.
I don't even know why I have the Angel City Chicks logo on my screen.
This is a solid episode for you here, bud.
Hang on a second. We
can hear you. Oh, there. Oh, hi. There you go.
This is just idiotic. I think my computer is just jacked. Anyway, it's just moving along.
You gotta stop watching all that late night stuff there, bud.
I don't watch it on this, man. It's just, why would I watch it on the laptop? I'm trying to protect it. I need some more random access memory. I just need some more memory in here. Your score prediction is fine and dandy, but I still think that you are underestimating how talented this team can be. And, excuse me. What the hell is a login keychain?
There we go.
Freaking assistant D wants to use the login keychain. I'm clearly getting effed with. I think LAFC is going to go out there and absolutely blitz through Sporting Kansas City. Sporting Kansas City in their first two games has drawn a couple of teams. And I don't think they're an offensive juggernaut, at least not yet. Maybe when the season matures, they'll go back to scoring a ton more goals. But ultimately, I feel, especially with our Golden Boot leader just paid and happy, that he's going to go out there and prove that he can find the back of the net and make a case as to why he should be a repeat Golden Boot winner. Now, we haven't seen that in several years. And quite honestly, off the top of my head, I don't know if we've seen that at all in Major League Soccer. But I do think he's going to get two. I'm very confident that he gets two. And you know what? Why not? Let me go out on a limb. Anytime LAFC played Sporting Kansas City, Ilya Sanchez was successful. So why don't we have Ilya scoring the third goal of the game for LAFC? That's my pick. Two goals, Denny, one goal by Ilya, and it'll be a sour, sour trip to the West Coast for Peter Vermees and company.
Listen, I am all for that for sure. I do not believe, by the way, MLS has had a back-to-back Golden Boot winner. In fact, in my very quick bit of research here, I am not seeing it. So I don't believe they had. Chris Wondolowski won it twice in 3 years. Bradley Wright Phillips won it twice in 3 years. Jeff Cunningham won it twice in 3 years. But not back-to-back from what I can see. That would be pretty great if Denis Bawanga did that. Let's talk about one more quick thing. Caitlin O'Brien wants us to talk. I don't know where Philly just went. But we'll talk about real quick. Steve Cherundolo getting fined $10,000 for talking about the weather. It's incredible that, what was it, Taylor Twellman, I think, right, can say that, oh, you know, the excuses, it's in the DNA of LAFC. You know, there's always something to complain about, always something going on, and they need to just suck it up and keep playing. And yet when the U.S. women's national team has to play in standing water and the ball barely moving off of passes and everything else. All of a sudden, it's a travesty, and should they even be playing and all this other stuff. So I completely think it's ridiculous that LAFC's head man, Steve Cherundolo, fined $10,000 for his comments after the match. Do we have a Philly?
Can you hear me? I've been hearing you.
I could hear you just fine, bud, but it's going to make for an interesting watch on YouTube. That's for sure.
Yeah, this I think I just got hacked, dude. I keep having this login keychain thing that keeps popping up. The only thing I will say about the Steve Cherundolo thing, $10,000 ultimately is a drop in the bucket for somebody who's making the amount of money that he is. But what's disgusting is the fact that MLS even fined him for that. The end of the day, I feel like guys like Kai Wagner got away with far worse with insensitive racial comments. Although one coach talks about the effing weather, and now you're going to fine him. That's just some preposterous BS, if you ask me.
I'm with you, Philly. Look, it's going to be a lot of fun. Wow, we have 91 people watching One More Sleep right now.
They what get a to time watch for Philly. My computer to go garbage.
They get to watch Philly as the Talking Angel City Chicks logo right now.
This must be Panda messing with me, because I didn't put that as my background ever.
By the way, this is okay. This, you know what? It's okay. You're just as handsome now as the Angel City Chicks logo.
You are a jerk, my friend.
I love you all. Listen, Philly has 3-0 because he needs to keep one-upping Scarf. I've got 2-0. And look, David Martinez, you guys, watch out for David Martinez. Obviously, Denis Bawanga is going to do some things. We don't even talk about Hugo Lloris anymore, because that's how much fun and how good he has been recently. Cannot wait to see this match against Sporting Kansas City. Guys, remember, defend our home turf tomorrow, and we come away with 3 points for LAFC. Philly, any last words? I might have lost Philly altogether, you guys. All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know how Philly is going to end it. Maybe he's going to hit the guitar riff. This has been fun. I think I may have to produce the next episode. Let's see. We don't even see Philly. Normally, we play a cool guitar riff at the end of this. We will eventually be out on Christmas Tree Lane with these brand new scarves, because they've got the championship. Whoop, there, you can't see it. Oh boy, there it is. The championship star right there. That's our new ones. So we love you guys. And as Ruben always says, let me click this real quick. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications. You guys, pretend we did that really cool guitar riff. It's not even Philly anymore. There's no more. That's it. I love you guys. We'll see you at BMO. Ooh, $5 in the jar. Bye-bye.